Please, for our second reading to 1 Kings chapter 10. First Kings chapter 10, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and the ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of the spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for singers. There came no such almug trees nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603 talents of gold, beside that he had of the merchantmen and of the traffic of the spice of the merchants and of all the kings of Arabia and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind. And there were stays on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side, and upon the other side, the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of King Solomon, the days of Solomon. For the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. 1 in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, and horses, and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars made he to be as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and an horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria did they bring them out by their means. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. Well, I think that we can move through this chapter rather quickly. It simply, in the overview of it, has a view to the rich nature of the kingdom of Solomon. And as I've told you in readings past, that is because Solomon is par excellence a type of the Lord Jesus Christ and the richness of His kingdom. There are several things that are important here to note. The first is that his interview with the Queen of Sheba. There are several things. First of all, the greatest riches that Solomon had were the riches of his wisdom. Let us remember that. That all of the other things that Solomon had were to attract the kings of the earth to come and to commune with King Solomon to hear his wisdom. If there is indeed anything that Solomon excels far beyond the kings of the earth in, beside his riches, it is his wisdom. And we might say that his wisdom excels the kings of the earth far beyond the rest of his riches, as those riches excelled the kings of the earth. It is the wisdom of Solomon that people come to hear. And coming to hear that wisdom then, they are induced, notice, to give to him. They come and they hear him and they think, this man I want on my side. This man, I want his favor. And so they come and they bring their gifts. And they come and they sit at his feet to hear his wisdom. And they come and they contribute. And like the Queen of Sheba, there was no spirit, no breath left in her. She almost fainted away when she saw everything that Solomon had and the wisdom with which he administered it all. The riches were indeed a testimony to his wisdom as he managed and ordered everything of his household and of his kingdom with that wisdom that God had given him. So then, notice also that Solomon is not simply this guy who sits on a throne in Jerusalem. Everybody comes to him and gives him stuff. Solomon gives back. Solomon is also a generous king. Again, as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when the Queen of Sheba came, notice that there was not only no question that she asked that he didn't answer, but no request that he did not fill. Okay? So we see that Solomon had the resources, not only in wisdom, but in riches, to meet every question and every need that came to him. Okay? So that's the Queen of Sheba. Then we go on to read about the rest of the kings of the earth. And the fame of Solomon, notice, is a worldwide fame. All the known world came to Solomon. It would be difficult then to exaggerate the greatness of Solomon's reputation in the known world at that time. They came from all over. And then we hear about some of the things that came into his kingdom. And what we want to understand is that they were not unique. Sorry. They. How do I say this? Let me make sure I'm clear. They were particularly rare in Jerusalem, in Palestine, but under Solomon's time, they came from all over the world. All of these unusual objects into Solomon's kingdom, you would not expect to see them there, and yet they were, as a testimony to his worldwide honor and respect. So what did Solomon have in his kingdom? Apes and peacocks. Solomon had a zoo. Interesting. How many of you have ever been to the zoo? Well, I would imagine quite a few of you have been to the zoo. Solomon had his own royal zoo in Jerusalem with apes and peacocks in it. And I don't know if there were other animals. I rather assume that there were. But certainly apes and peacocks, those are mentioned here. Well, they didn't belong in that part of the world. They were not native to that world, but they came in. Well, you can see the illustration there, can't you? These things came from all over the world to King Solomon. The almug trees also, right? Almug trees are, well, they were rare. What were they used for? Several things. They were used for the pillars. There were some additional pillars that were put in the house of the Lord out of almug trees. But then also we note that they were made into instruments. Some of them were cut up and made into musical instruments. Now, how many other of the local kings in and around the area of Palestine had instruments made of almug trees? Well, none of them. None of them did. This is to speak of the uniqueness of Solomon's reign, and that it was a reign that was not confined simply to Jerusalem and Judah in its purview, but that there were tendrils of the reputation of Solomon that went around the known world. And in all of these things, he is simply a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like we said in the last hour, the Gentiles are going to, in the days of Christ, give up their riches to him. Give up those unique things that are endemic to their own regions. They will give them up to Christ. And so they will be brought from the north. This is where the prophet Isaiah says, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my suppliants from afar, even across the river. Bring them, that my house may be full. And so we see in the reign of Solomon this richness and uniqueness because of the typology there. All right, well, thus ends the reading then of 1 Kings chapter 10. Let's continue praising God.